There isn't a big body of work for Florida State receiver Kelvin Benjamin. With only 1 year of top-flight production, the 6'5", 240-pound behemoth of a receiver has had to answer inconsistency issues concerning his catching ability, but has worked hard to improve his ball skills.
First catching it, that was one of my problems. You know, seeing yards before I run, and then I end up dropping the ball, and they call focus drops, you know. That's something I really got to work on, but... I mean, once you catch it, you know, just get in the field, you know, just keep your legs moving, keep your legs arms pumping, and everything else to take care of itself.
What is undeniable is Benjamin's ability to box out defenders and win on passes in a crowd. And in his 1,000-yard, 15-touchdown season in 2013, Benjamin saved the biggest catch for last, the eventual game winner in the national title game for his Florida State Seminoles.
It was a simple slant route. You know, I knew Jimbo was coming back to me. He always told me, you know, if it's a catch on the line or touchdown on the line, he coming back to me. It was a simple slant route. You know, I knew Chris Davis was going to come out there and guard me. I knew he was thinking fade, you know, so I tried to sell him on that fade route. The 3 steps out, got inside of him, and do what I do best, you know, go and attack it at the highest point.
Benjamin has build-up speed, which is an elite after clocking a 4.6140 time at the combine, but his size and strength will allow him to gain yards after the catch as he can fight off would-be tacklers for extra yardage. Still growing as a receiver, Benjamin is forecast as a second-round pick. For Countdown to Draft Day, presented by Time Warner Cable, I'm Chris Brown.